Hey, 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 welcome to the Sawi Plantain Podcast. I'm Rabi. Hope you're doing well. Today, I want us to talk about attachment. So someone recently asked me, am I still on my whole minimalist journey? And I know this is something I talked about briefly in my introduction, my intent episode. However, I felt this would be a great chance for me to go into more detail about it, to talk about my whole perspective on it and how I'm choosing to approach the whole thing. So first, I want to start off by saying my whole minimalist journey, and I even hate to call it a minimalist journey because for me, my whole intent, my whole goal is to live my life more simply, to live my life more fluid, more organically, and do things that I feel flow, things that are not so forced and things that put me in a uncomfortable situations, because that was my biggest thing, is I always felt like I was holding my breath. I always felt like, you know, I had to look behind my back or look left and right, you know, when I could just cut all of that out and just do what feels right for me and do what's right for me, period. So I feel living a whole simple lifestyle, I think, is not something you do overnight. It's something that is just a mentality shift. It's something that's in your blood, that's within you. It shows in your action, your speech, all aspects of your life. And it's not something that needs to be forced. And it's also not something that needs to be thrown around like that. And that's why I feel like saying minimalist is such a heavy thing. When I did start, I did refer to myself as a minimalist, and I am grateful for the content that I got exposed to, such as the documentary and other books that I read about being a minimalist, because it did give me a good start. I did appreciate the fact that I started in my closet, which was a huge thing for me because I was constantly consuming so many clothes, so many things. And I feel that when I decluttered, it just gave me such a peace of mind and it just fueled me to keep going. However, at some point I was like, okay, what's next? So I'm not buying any more clothes that don't bring value to my life, I guess you can say. And I'm not shopping. I'm not spending money on things that I don't need. I'm not trying to keep up with anybody. However, I feel like that was just scratching at the surface. You know, I need to dig deeper. I needed to dig deeper. And reading the chapter in What's Beyond Mindfulness took me there. You know, it says that, you know, things, be it tangible or not, collecting them, they just tend to pile up. And we need to get into the mind frame of knowing that things, be it tangible or be it situations, they don't belong to us. They're not for us. So things will always go back to their rightful place. And you have to get into the habit of thinking of life as something fluid, something that is just life. You know, it's not against you. It's just there. And you don't have to try to grab at it. You don't have to try to fight for it because it's always within you. You are the world and the world is looking throughout your eyes, you know. And this really had me thinking because I felt like I was so wrapped up in saying, okay, I don't want to own so many things, you know, that I miss the point that, you know, it starts within my heart. You know, it starts within my speech. It starts within my actions, my everything. And I believe as people, you know, sometimes we tend to constantly do. We are human beings, not human havings or human doings. And I feel like sometimes we get lost in the commotion and in the action and we feel like we have to consume certain things. However, I think it starts with feeling comfortable with where you're at and what you're doing and knowing that at the end of the day, the world is yours as well as it is for everybody. You know, it's not only about you. You have to look beyond that. And one thing that I did read that really hit home for me, it said, a passenger on a train does not need to keep carrying baggage. He can put it down and allow the train to take him and his baggage. Let life take us and our baggage. The journey will lead us naturally through the valley of love and delight. Wisdom travels light. Now, the reason why I really like this is because I feel like we tend to carry so much on our shoulder, and we tend to think that we constantly have to be working at things. We constantly have to be doing things, you know. Think about it. I bet you have a friend or you know somebody who is always relaxed, who seems like they just are really carefree. And think about how you really look at them. Like, don't just say, oh no, I look at them as exactly that, a carefree. But no, the first thing that goes through your mind you see them as, you associate them with laziness, or you associate them with people who think life comes easy. You know, we constantly think that it has to be black or white. We feel like if you're not working hard, you're lazy, or if you're not smart, you're dumb, or if you're not, you know, like a go-getter, you know, you're too passive. And I think it shouldn't be like that. And that's where it had to start with me. I had to stop associating that. I have to stop associating accepting life and accepting things that flow. You know, I had to stop associating that with being too lazy or being too passive, you know. And I had to start thinking about it as, wow, like this really makes your life much easier. And not even easy as in, oh, if it's easy, then that means it's not good, but easy as in it doesn't cause you any heartache. You know, you can just relax and live your life, live your true life. And I feel like that's what it is for me. So for me, being a minimalist, again, is not a checklist. It's not something that I'm doing or I'm not doing. It's definitely something that goes beyond things that I own. It goes beyond anything tangible. And it's more of, you know, a lifestyle. It's something that's more natural to me. I no longer get hung up on, oh, I don't want to buy that because, remember, I'm a minimalist. No, I'm more like, you know, at the end of the day, if it flows, it flows. If it doesn't, it doesn't. I'm no longer trying to force things. I'm no longer trying to force situations, relationships, anything. And, you know, call it whatever you want to call it. But I truly believe we can all, you know, learn from it. I believe that it's something we can all benefit from because, you know, there's a lot of things going on right now. And sometimes we all need to just take a step back and just not worry so much or not put so much emphasis on these things, you know, these keeping up with the Joneses, you know. So if you are going through a whole minimalist journey, if you want to call it, or you're trying to simplify your life, live your life more simpler, I would love to hear some of the things you're doing or some of the things you're not doing. What are some of the challenges you're facing? I know for me, as I stated, the hardest thing was after I was done decluttering, I was like, okay, what's next? And I was just scratching at the surface. So it really took me digging deeper than things to realize or to understand the message. So I would love to hear your perspective on that. And as always, you can communicate with me or connect with me on my email at saweetplantain@gmail.com, as well as my Instagram. I would love to have a pure, honest conversation, or just, you know, bounce ideas, or just say hello, acknowledge each other. Either way, no pressure at all. And always thank you so much for listening to these podcasts. I really appreciate it. Thank you so much for all the feedbacks that I've been getting. And I hope you guys are finding this useful to you, and I hope you're sharing. And as always, I'll definitely talk to you soon. Bye for now.